I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And he's the personal pilot, Jim Swertner is, of Jimmy
Carter. That's right.
Yes, he is. If he ain't flying, I ain't going.
Ain't Boeing going, huh?
That's right. All right, here we go. We got lots of different kind of news today. President Trump is scheduled to visit Capitol Hill today. He is going to go up there and, I think, meet with the troops.
He's lobbying, isn't he?
Yeah, he is lobbying. He's going to go in there and have some meetings and stuff. The visit comes amid discussions on policy issues. One of the things I never see
bill,
written about anymore.
I assume.
Yeah, trying to get the big, beautiful bill to the next step. One thing I have not seen in the big, beautiful bill lately, talking about taking Social Security off of old people. You know, taking the income tax part, not taxing Social Security.
Well, it was supposed to be in there.
Supposed to be, but all they talk about is taxes for tips and taxes on the income tax or something. I don't know.
Yeah, how do you tax Social Security wages? Good Lord.
Yeah, it's taxing everything. There is a severe weather threat across up and down the Mississippi River. Over in the Arkansas area.
You're going to get it again in Nashville, apparently.
Yeah, Nashville is getting it. I was looking a minute ago. I had the radar up. I think it went off. But, yeah, I was trying to watch. It's a little scary, you know, because you saw what it did to Kentucky. When you see one, you know, you're in a somewhat of a pattern of what it did up there. I mean, there's a drone picture in Kentucky where the tornado, I don't know how wide it was. I'd say twice as wide as a football field, went for miles and miles and miles through the Daniel Boone National Forest, just cleaning the path.
Troy Kimmel educated me that we have them here occasionally, sometimes more than a mile wide.
Yeah, we've had those here too, the Wild Wedge. This was they had some fours on a 5 scale up in Kentucky. It was bad, but who knows what's going to happen today. You never know. Gold prices have dropped a little bit following the Moody downgrading and actually dropped the gold some. The high has been $3,444 an ounce. That's May 5th. It's gone down to $3,237. It's over $200 down in a month. And, it's been as 1 year ago, it was at $2,345. So if you bought an ounce of gold a year ago, it went up, over $1,000 in a year. That's a pretty big jump in your investment. Oil, where does it go? Let's see. Started out the year around 80. Now it's at 62.54. It's gone as low as 59. The Dow was as high in January as 45,000. Now it's at 42.8. It went as low as 37. So it's recovered a lot. I don't know that it recovers the rest of it because I think it was artificially high at that point. Now, it was due to come down maybe a couple hundred points, 300, 400, but not like it did. But that seems to be somewhat under control. The SEC baseball tournament begins in the beautiful town of Hoover, Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama suburb. Kentucky faces Oklahoma in the opening round. Saw some of those buses yesterday.
Yeah, that's going to be at, I believe, 9:30 this morning on the SEC. That's right, 9:30 on the SEC network. Actually, that's going to be, it's going to be your boys. It's going to be Alabama and Missouri in game one at 9:30. Your Oklahoma-Kentucky game is 30 minutes after that one's over.
Yeah, so it's going to be baseball. Let me tell you, it is 74 degrees in Hoover right this minute, but the humidity is 87%.
Well, okay, it's 90% humidity here, and it's 81 degrees.
Yeah, so a little bit cooler, but that Gulf moisture just keeps getting pumped on up. A Delaware animal shelter is trying to care for thousands of little baby chicks. They survived when a postal service truck kept them in there for 3 days. Listen, I've about had it with the postal service. I really have now, and I was a big supporter of stamps and all through the last couple of years, but they pretty much, I know the individual post people I like, and I know they work hard, but somewhere in the system it's broke. When it takes 10 days to get, you know, from Texas to Alabama, or a week to get from Georgia. I mean, it's slowed down first-class mail considerably. They had one the other day that the first class coming to me, came to me, got, I think it made it to town maybe, and then it got sent back, said not a good address, when they've been sending this address for a long time. So they got some real problems there, and I hope somebody is working on that. But now they're having to deal with baby chicks that the post office said was aware of the process breakdown and was actively investigating. So,
can you still mail baby chicks?
Apparently.
You remember...
kept them somewhere for 3 days, so good Lord.
XERF in Del Rio, but it was in Mexico. Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
He would say, "We got baby chicks!" And he would sell baby chicks, and they would mail them to you. I never understood that.
I guess because people are going to raise their own chickens at the house and everything. It was more back when you could do that. And people are doing that again. A lot of yuppies are raising their own chickens again. I just, you know, it's just, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm seeing here that Tua is trying to sell his house down in Miami, but it's very unclear where he's going. And he signed a 4-year $212 million contract extension with the Dolphins before the 2024 season, but he has struggled to stay healthy in his 5 years with the NFL. By the way, if you want to buy this house that he's selling, mortgage rate is 6.62%.
Woo!
You'll pay more than $15,300 a month in principal and interest, and the homeowners association fee is $163.
Yeah, nice good credit though. To get that. Get that interest rate.
Sesame Street is now going to be part of Netflix. They want to build up more of their family programming, which now accounts for 15% of all its viewing. Warner Brothers Discovery is deprioritizing its kiddo content. That's one screwed up company, too. But they're a little lucky this lately because the Warner Brothers films have been hitting the last month or so. But, you know, they've still got CNN in their world, and they've got trouble. If you like the show SWAT, CBS canceled it. Now Sony, who owns the show, is spinning it off and calling it SWAT Exiles. They're going to use the same crew, going to use the same star, Shamar Moore, and they're going to make 10 episodes and sell them globally. This is one thing that all these networks are doing. They're running out of money. They can't afford these big expensive shows with these big expensive casts. So they canceled Blue Bloods. And then they kept Danny Reagan's character, and then moving it to another show called Boston Blue. And so they're claiming it's a sequel to Blue Bloods when it really isn't. But they're claiming it is because it's got Danny Reagan in it, still playing the character of Danny Reagan. And then they're doing that with SWAT, with Hondo from the old show still going to be in the new show. And they're having it called SWAT. What's the name of this? Exiles. And it's about all these young people that they're getting to put into a SWAT unit, untested, unpredictable young recruits. And that means they're all getting paid scale to work. So he's getting the big money, they're getting the little money, and they're going to make a TV show. So that's what they're doing. That's how they do it. Denzel Washington left the Cannes Film Festival. He kind of got into it with somebody on the red carpet line, and he was in his serious mode talking to somebody, and then they reached out and grabbed him or something. Then he went back to him and talked and then walked away, but he's left the whole place. Now, I don't know exactly what that is. The Day the Earth Blew Up is coming. It is a Looney Tunes movie with Daffy Duck and Badia 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 Porky Pig. Comes out, I want to see that, Saturday, June 28th.
Porky Pig doesn't have pants on again.
Well, that's, you know, what are you going to do? I was reminding people in school, like, that can't be played in a Muslim country. When they went on with the Cartoon Network years ago, they had the Warner Brothers cartoons. And at dinner time, Porky Pig came up. Well, they went crazy because they don't like pork and all that, so they made them take that off. A singing pig was not entertaining to some of the people overseas. So Porky Pig, what are you going to do? And Daffy Duck. They hope their local bubblegum factory has uncovered a secret alien mind control plot. And these are the unlikely heroes, Daffy Duck and Porky Pig.
Can't wait to see it.
Sounds like it. Now, does Bob not, he don't watch those movies either?
No, he's, no. He's frowning, looking down upon us for even
mentioning it. No, it's just fine. I mean, just because I'm not into it, don't look at me like I'm the odd duck here. You all are sitting there going, dip, 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 you know, so come on.
That's pretty good, Bob. Of all your impressions.
You're very limited in what y'all can watch. You don't like Helen Reddy. You don't like.
I love Helen Reddy.
You don't like.
I love Helen. What are you talking about? That's a false narrative. I love Helen Reddy.
You don't like fantasy movies.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
You don't like Star Trek.
No, he's
not. You don't like Star Trek movies.
No, Star Wars, Star Trek, Indiana Jones.
But I respect that you like it. But you Star Trek people, you're all like, well, you're the weird one. How come you don't like it?
I put up a picture the other day of William Shatner at the LAX baggage claim.
Was he upset?
Waiting for his Uber car.
He's quite grumpy, obviously. Quite a
no,
bit.
He wasn't doing anything. He was just standing there. I got this picture.
You think he'd fly private? Completely.
Well, no, he's a coach guy, unless somebody takes him somewhere. He's 94 years old.
I know.
And he had just finished doing an album, a spoken album, where Brad Paisley produced and did the music for it.
He's
he speaks.
Well, he was in Paisley's big video, right?
Yeah, he's been
They're
in a
friends.
Lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, they've been in a lot of things together. They did a opening of a CMA show a couple of years ago together. But Shatner just standing there. He ain't bothering anybody or whatever. So I took this picture, put it up to show you how popular he is. On my Facebook, 644,000 hits as of last night.
It's pretty good.
I mean, that's a lot of people that like William Shatner.
Trekkies, they're real, Bob.
How much do you get paid per hit? Or...
I don't, not much. It's about as much as a songwriter gets.
Well, that's pretty good.
Which is pretty little.
Well,
pretty little.
Yeah. Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Now with page two, here's Mr. Jimmy Carter.
Now here's a story that nobody is talking about. I hadn't even thought about and certainly hadn't heard anything about it. You know, with the Trump-obsessed world that it is, they're always doing something related to this, but maybe they should take a look at this. U.S.-Egyptian relationships. Now, I've not heard the word Egypt in any of these talks about Trump going to the Middle East or talking to Iran or Syria or Israel or Saudi Arabia or UAE or any of those things. Well, U.S.-Egypt relationship. Maybe they should have thought about it before Egypt and China just did a combined air exercise for 18 days that ended on May the 4th. Chinese aircraft overflying the pyramids underscores Egypt's willingness to train with possibly buy advanced weapons from America's most formidable adversary. I didn't know we had any kind of issue with Egypt. Did you?
No, but they have the largest military in Egypt in the whole Arab world and Africa, with like 500,000 soldiers that are active and another 500,000 that are reservists. They're like ready. I don't know what for, but they're ready.
I mean, they've had some pretty nasty battles, Egypt and Israel and that, but it just shows you China. I just really have not heard of anybody's talking about it. Congress should also initiate a review of U.S. procedures for monitoring the end of use of American weapons sold abroad and reassess the level of Egypt's annual foreign military financing. Prominently featured the Chinese J-10 multi-role fighter just months after the aircraft made a high-profile appearance at Cairo's International Air Show. They have a Chinese early warning aircraft, Y-20. This would be really bad if we have screwed up. And now, at one point, the Egyptian Air Force flew MiG-29s. They were a client state of Russia, big time. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Said the Chinese state media exercise was the first of its kind in which Egyptian and Chinese militaries trained for air superiority, air defenses. If that's not a wolf in the hen house, I don't know what is.
I just took it to AI to ask that question. Mm-hmm. Says Egypt has a long-standing defense partnership with the United States, but is also increasingly engaging with China, just as you said. Look at that.
But no one's talking. But I mean, I watch all these political shows and read around. I've never seen the word Egypt in years. Just the word Egypt.
Yeah.
Of anything happening there.
Isn't
or
the Chinese biggest military on the face of the planet, over 1 million active duty and reservists. Wow.
Yeah, look how close Egypt is to Israel and Iran and all those people if they decided to get together. So
Eric can walk like an Egyptian.
He can.
Yes, he can. I've seen
yes.
The Bengals.
NBA playoff conference finals kick off tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here's another one of those similar stories. Russia is beefing up bases near Finland's border. Tents, shelters for fighter jets, warehouses for military vehicles show an increased Russian presence near one of NATO's newest members.
Sorry.
Boy.
Bob's on his phone.
Yeah, sure.
He got busted.
I was looking up more.
It's like being
about
in
Egypt
a living room and someone says, "Turn your phone down. We're watching a movie."
Which I have it on mute, but I guess not if you turn up the wrong thing.
No,
forgive
sometimes.
Me.
Researchers are capturing footage of a capuchin monkey kidnapping an infant howler monkey.
Oh, my.
On the Panamanian island of Jicara. Findings suggest that primates may engage in social fads similar to humans. Kidnapping. So one monkey kidnapping the kid of another monkey. That doesn't sound good.
That's a monkey business.
That is monkey business. I just don't know what that's about.
Poor howler monkey.
Louisiana. Oh, what a mess down there. Those escaped inmates are still that. I think there's still 7 of them, maybe 6, that are on the road. One of them was asleep on a bus bench, and they found him asleep
Wow.
Yesterday, I guess.
Wasn't hiding too great, apparently.
He... one guy, I don't know if it was one of the cops or whatever, just kind of went over and said, hey. And then about all of a sudden, next thing you know, he was surrounded when he kind of woke up and went, ooh. So a lot of them have changed clothes, and they've had their families helping them most likely and all that. So New Orleans in their troubled jail, the governor's trying to make some hay on this and go for it. Let's see. Morgan Wallen says that right now, as far as who his inner circle is, he said, man, I got to be careful who I hang out with. Not everyone's a user, but a lot of them are. I'd have to say the majority are. I mean, at this point, I'm going to assume the worst in everyone, pretty much, to be honest. I mean, that's just the way it is. Being famous does come with a lot of junk. And not knowing who your friends are is one of those, because you've got really everybody around you, your manager and all these other people. At the end of the day, they're not there because they love you. They're there to get money. And the more money you make, the more money they make. So they work you as hard as they could a mule. And if they can get away with it, they will. Seen it, and it's just crazy. But this boy's got the number one album, biggest streaming album, everything. A congresswoman, looks like the Justice Department has charged Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver with assaulting a federal officer.
Yes, federal charges on her, man. Yeah, they are squawking.
Yeah. That was the one that chest bumped one of the ICE people. I believe that was the one. And they're still looking at some things about some of the others. And other than that, I think I've seen all the things. Joe Biden's cancer, a lot of people talking about that, still trying to figure it out. The creator of Dilbert, are you familiar with that comic? I barely am.
Sure, yeah.
Scott Adams, he came out yesterday and said he has prostate cancer that has spread to his bones, and he expects to die sometimes later this summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's sad.
So this is going to be good for the doctors who are wanting people to. I'm not sure what exam that they keep talking about. Every time I have a blood test, they run my PSA number. They always have. Is that what they're talking about? Or are they talking about an invasion where they shoot stuff up there?
It either never, and often that can happen. You know, it says your PSA numbers are basically fine, or maybe a little elevated, but for somebody that's 82, not elevated. It may not be the only marker, but it's clear that as long as it's gone on from all these doctors, to the person, they're all saying that you don't get this far along in just the last 100 or even 200 days. He's had this a long time that it was advanced. So it transcended the thing about prostate cancer is often you don't know you have it till it's like way down the road. That's why you do the PSA test. It's a marker, but it doesn't always show there.
Now, again, use the PSA test. That's the blood test you're talking about? Or is it test?
No, it's blood test.
Okay.
No, yeah, this is
I've
not.
Had
this
one
is,
of those as long as I've been having blood tests.
The
okay,
bend
good.
Over deal is, you know, the doctor feeling the prostate, see if it's enlarged.
Now, is that supposed to be happening every time?
Not if I can help it.
Not if I can help it either. It's happened, but not lately. But my PSA number is good. So.
I'll never forget old Dr. Charlie Moore. He said, bend over, he's putting a glove on. I said, doctor, that's a good point. I said, you know how humiliating this really is? He said, you think it's humiliating for you? How'd you like to be me?
Yeah, you're just one of the 50 today.
Yeah. Well, we covered that, didn't we?
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
And Jimmy Carter covers everything. Thanks to Precision Cameras, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Crestview RV. More with Eric and Bob is on the way. Don't touch that dial, please.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.